Okay, today's daf hey. We're going to start on daf dalel amid beis by the two dots where it says haya gavoh me'eser mama. So if the korah, the cross beam, was above 20 ounces, it's no good. You have to lower it. Kama mayit. How much do you have to lower it? What kind of question is that? Kama mayit. Kama the tzarach le. However much you need to get it below 20. No. That's not what's the question. That's obvious. El rechava bekama. So you're going to lower it. How are you going to lower it? You're not going to lower it. You're going to build a platform so that it'll end up being memela less than 20 amos. How wide does that platform have to be? How wide? Rav Yosef Amar tefach. One tefach wide, which is, by the way, the same width as the crossbeam. Abaya Amar arba'a. Four tefachim. Why four tefachim? Well, why one? Let's say like this. Baha ka miflagi. This is what they're arguing about. Demanda Amar. The one who said, Rabbi Yosef, said a tefach. He said it's a tefach. Mutter l'hishtamesh tachas ha-korah. You're allowed to use the area under the korah. Says Rashi on the bottom. De omar chudo hachitzon. The outer edge of the mechitza, of the korah. Yored v'sosem. We're going to pretend as if it goes all the way down. So if you have a cross beam, and the cross beam is an amma out, a tefach thick, the outer tefach, we pretend as if it's the beginning of a wall, and the wall extends all the way down, and therefore, under the cross beam, on that platform, you can stand there. Because you're still within the area. You're still within the mavui.
When you say outer, you're closer to
Rosh Hashanah. Closer to Rosh Hashanah, exactly. Hilkach, therefore, given the sheer esrim amma, the shir is Esther Mama, Mishim Hecker Hu, and it's a Hecker. Harayesh Hecker La Omeg Al Oso Tefach, Shenidva Tachas HaKora. Therefore, you let it stand there. You're allowed to stand on top of the crossbeam. Let it use it. It's a Hecker. I'm standing here. I see it. The crossbeam, the wall, the pretend wall, is at the edge of the crossbeam, closer to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. And therefore, it's one Tefach is all I need. Very simple. V'amanda Amar Arba, and Abai who holds, I just started now, Heyam and Aleph. Umanda Amar Abar, and the one who says four, Ksavar, Asal Ishtamish Tachas HaKorah. You're not allowed to use the Korah. You're not allowed to stand underneath the Korah. What? So then why does it have to be four? So Rashi explains on top of Rashi, Dechuda Hapnimi Yorid V'sosim. No, it's the inner part of the crossbeam that we make a pretend wall. The inner part. Therefore, if you're standing on the platform, you're outside the tefa. You're already too far out. You're if it's awesome. For rochav akora have a chutz l'stima. The thickness of the korah is already outside the area you're allowed to be. You understand? Therefore, you can't stand on top of this. Therefore, this area. So it has to be four. Why does it have to be four tefachim? Ulishtamshim b'mavui ein lem hekor b'korah shorei b'namachim. It's too low. Hilkach. Therefore, you have to build a platform, and they're not allowed to use the platform. Because if you use the platform and you're underneath the korah, you're already too far out. Now that Rashi just throws in. Since whatever this area is, you're not allowed to be on. It has to be a chashav, a makom, and that's why it has to be four. Really, it could be one. The same tefach as Rabbi Yosef. Why is it four? Because you can't be on it. Make it a chash of a place you know, oh, I can't go there. That's it. That's the only reason why it has to be four. That's the first, you understand?
Yeah, he's saying you can't be on it because the wall extending down is at the beginning of the four.
That's right.
As opposed to the end of
That's
the four.
Right. That's right. So you can't go underneath the korah's area anyway. Even if it was 15 amas tall, you don't have to touch it. You can't go under there. But it's 20 amas, it's 25 amas tall, so it's too tall anyway. I have to build a platform. That platform, make sure it's four tefachim, so that it's a reminder, ooh, I can't go there. That's what Rashi said. It should be chashav v'nikar. That's all. That's one pshat. So Gemara says, that's not what they're arguing about. No. The kuli alma kasavri mutar l'shtamish tachas hakorah. No, everyone holds you're allowed to go underneath that. That's not the issue. Ubahakam iflagi, here's what they're arguing about. Mar savar. Korah Mishum Hecker. Rabbi Yosef holds the Korah is because of a Hecker. Therefore, the Korah is because of a Hecker. Therefore, from underneath it, I can see the Hecker. No problem. Umar Sofer and Abaya holds Korah Mishum Mechitza. A different thing now. The kor is because of a mechitza. In other words, we make this pretend wall, right? Rashi says, it's a long Rashi. Rashi says, Manda Omar Arba Savar Kora Hamateres B'mavui Taima Mishum Mechitza. The reason why a mavui is kosher is because of a mechitza. Damrina, we say, Chuda Hachitzon Yard V'sosem. The outer edge goes all the way down. V'amru Rabbanon, the Betvei Me Eshim Lo Amimun Yard V'sosem. If it's 12 and 20, there can't be a magical pretend wall going down. It's too high. The Kivan De Lo Havi Miut, therefore, you have to build this platform of four to make it into a mechitza. A mechitza is an area of a chashuv area. You can't have a mechitza less than four. There's no such thing as a reshus hayachid less than four. Even though we normally say a mechitza has to be 10 tvachim tall, normally we say that. That's true. So he says, Rashi finishes off. I'm not sure what he means at the end over here. But it's true. You have to be 10 tvachim tall. But how deep? The answer is 4 tvachim. So you're building a 4 tvach platform because you're making it into a mechitza. Because if it's 12 and 20 amos, it's not a mechitza. That's what he says. No. That's what Rashi says. That's what the Gemara explains. It explains the Gemara. That's the second shot. V'boi shema, not third shot. The kuliyama kor mishim heker. Everyone holds it's because of the heker. V'hacha beheker shalmata beheker shalmaila kamiflagi. They're arguing about heker shalmata, heker shalmaila. That's what they're arguing about. Mar savar, what does it mean? Heker shalmaila, heker shalmata. Mar savar, Rabbi Yosef holds, amri heker shalmata, heker shalmaila. Down here, like up there. There's one tefach, down here's one tefach, down here's another tefach. Therefore, the platform has to be one tefach. Umar suffer, but Abaye holds no. Lo amin hekesh amay lekesh amata. We don't say that, and therefore the bottom has to be four. Top could be one. V'boy same another pshat. T'kuli yama amin hekesh amata kehekesh amayla. They're both the same. V'hacha begzera shema yifchos kabiflagi. The gzera is maybe you'll come to trample on that little platform. You keep walking in and out. You'll reduce it. Make it four tvachim. It won't get reduced. Okay. Now we have the exact same Gemara. It's so big. That's why. It's so big. It's four tefachim. You only need one tefach. Why are you making it four? To make sure you never get reduced. Why four? Rashi says same shot. It is a chashav of a chal duchti. Four tefachim is always a chashav of an area. I don't know. Okay, next. Hayapachos me asar tefachim. If the mavu is less than 10 tefachim, if the area where you want to put the korah is less than 10 tvachim tall, it's not a valid mavui. I need to dig down into the ground to make it deeper so that the mavui is valid.
The korah.
The korah is valid, yeah. So, v'chakak bo l'hashlimu l'asara. Kama chakak. So how far down do I have to dig? It's like, what kind of question is that? Kama chakak. Kama d'sarach. How much you need? The Gemara says, no. Ela moshcho. And my question was, how deep into the mavui do I have to dig? I have to dig to make it more than 10 tefachim. How deep into the mavui?
It's the same question.
Same exact question. How deep into the mavui does it have to be? Okay? And the Gemara says,
That was by a
korah.
That was by
a korah. That's right.
The
korah is one tefach. No, the question, it's a different question. It'll be a different answer. We're talking about now the floor. How much digging down on the floor? How deep into the mavud do you have to go? One tefach? Four tefachim? So by 20, it was one and four. Now it's going to be different machlokas.
The floor is raising, now it's lowering.
He understands.
I understand that, but normally you have an error. When you have an error, it's a string. Okay? Or
this is different.
It's not four tefachim or anything.
No. It's low. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, okay. The kama, how deep? How deep? How far into the mavui do you have to make it less than 10 tvachim? Rabbi Yosef Amar, 4 tvachim. 4 tvachim. Abaye Amar, 4 amos. 4 amos. What's going on here? What's going on here? Says Rashi, Rabbi Yosef, the boy le'el tefach, he before said by the too high, you require a tefach. I'm in the Rashi of Rabbi Yosef. Hacha, boy arba. Here he requires 4 tvachim. The hasam, over there, the isya le'dofein, there is already a wall, ulam ute ka'asi, and I want to make it lower, so beheker ba'al masagi. All I need is a heker. Hacha, but over here, the hashtahu, mashvile dofen. By digging, I'm creating the mavli. It's not a mavli. It's 9 tvachim tall. It's nothing. I'm creating the mavli. How deep, how big, what's the minimum length of a mavli? The minimum depth of a mavli. That's what I'm really doing here. I'm creating a mavli. Yes, I am. It's not, but it's too small, so it's not a mavli. You want to tell me before it's not a mavli because it's too tall? It is a mavli. It's just too tall. There's a physical mavui.
Right.
It's not a halachic mavui. It's too tall. It's too short. It's only 9 tvachim high. It's too tall. It's too short. And not, it's not a halachic mavui. Before, it was a halachic mavui. It's just too tall. Here, there's no halachic mavui. It's not a mavui. It's too short.
If it's why is something a halachic mavui if it's too tall but not a halachic mavui?
Because there are already walls there. They're just too tall. Here, there are no walls. There are walls, but it's short. So you never created a mavli yet. When I was building the wall, I was building another brick. I have a mavli. Now I went too high. Here, I have the walls, but it's too short. It's not even 10 tvachim. So I'm really creating the mavli. Says Rashi, explaining Rabbi Yosef, Bein le Rabbi Yosef, Bein la Abaya, Be'inam de lechaze, Hai dofen l'shir heksher, Arach Mavi Shalem. What I'm doing is I'm creating the real Mavi. How deep can a Mavi be? What's the minimum shear a Mavi can go? What's the minimum depth of a Mavi? Says Rabbi Yosef, 4 tvachim. Says Abaya, 4 amos. And that's what they're arguing about. Yeah.
You have a Mavi,
matter
what, okay? It goes like a
Mavi. It's a physical Mavi.
Right.
True. It's a halachic. It's not a halachic mavli. Why not? What if you build 1 inch of a mavli? You build 1 inch of the walls, and then you go home. Is it a mavli?
No.
What about 2 inches? No. What about 9 tvachim? No.
Right, but I just thought that you could have mile-high walls. The question is, where do you put the korah? If you put the korah...
But it's the same, right now, that's going to come later. Right now, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. I'm putting the korah at the top of the mavli. My walls are too short. I never finished the building. That's not the case. That's not the case. The case is you put the korah on top and it's too short. So I got to dig down. I can't build the wall. I don't have any more stone. So I have to dig down. How much I have to dig down to make it 10 tvachim? How deep? Machlokas. What's the machlokas about? The machlokas is a...
The width.
Both.
The width, the depth we have in here, 10 tvachim.
10 tvachim.
That's
right. That's right. You're digging down to make a 10 tvachim. That's easy. How deep? How deep into the mavli do you have to go? Well, the question is, what's the minimum depth of a mavli? That's what they're arguing about.
No, they're arguing about the minimum width.
The minimum what you call width. The minimum width of a mavli. Is it 4 tvachim?
The 4 tvachim, right.
Or 4 amos? Which one is it? How deep down are you digging? Just 10 tvachim. That's all you got to do. The question is, how much area do I have to dig? 1 tefach, 4 tvachim, 4 amos, 100 amos. How far in to the mavli do I have to do it?
The length
of the mavli, right?
But you keep saying digging down.
Right. Digging down is just 10 tvachim. That doesn't shail about that. How far into the mavli? Well, what's the share of a mavli? Now, why is this a different question than before? Because before I had a mavli. It's just too tall. So we're going to get to that. So Rabbi Yosef says, 4 tvachim. Abaya says, 4 amos. Why not?
Why? 4 amos,
yeah, one on that side, one on that side.
Right.
right? It's a U, it's a C, right? So there's a, you're going to dig, imagine this is the entrance. So I'm going to dig, how deep?
One second. Why do we need to start the whole question of what is a mogul with this case? Why not just have a question, what is a mogul?
Ein echanami. Ein echanami.
I have to bring this case to ask for a mogul.
That.
Because you didn't have to ask.
No. That question, tomorrow's daf. That question, well, what's a mogul? That's tomorrow's daf and Sunday. We'll get into that. But right now, the Gemara is doing it backwards, right?
Yeah.
So that question's coming up. How deep is a mogul? Because that question's coming. Here it's coming for another question. So, if I imagine this is the mavui, I have a door here and a door here. Opening here goes into chatzers. What's the big deal? The mavui is four amas deep. The problem is going to be it can't be four tvachim deep.
Correct.
That's the problem. It can't be four tvachim deep. Because if it's four tvachim deep and you have entrances, the minimum entrance has to be four tvachim.
Right.
So you don't have any walls. So what kind of mavui is that? I think Gemara's going to ask that question in a few minutes. You understand? Mati, you got it? So, Lema, let's say that they're arguing in the following issue. Bidir of Ami Rav Asi Kamiflagi. They're arguing about this case. The Itmar. Now, I have a mavui. What's a mavui? A mavui shaped like a C. Right? There's an opening in the front, walls, and a wall at the back. Well, the wall at the back we'll get to also later in the week. But look to the sides for a minute. Let's say it's 30 amos deep. 30 amos long walls. Right? And there's a breach in one of the walls. And the breach is 10 amos. A 10 amos breach. A huge breach. Okay? Does that ruin the mavui? Says Rav Ami Ravasi, mavui shenifrat mitzido klape rosho. And the breach is at the beginning of the mavui, at the rosho, at the head, at the beginning. Idbar Meshed Rav Ami Ravasi, im yesham pas dalid, mutter bepirza ad eser. If there's at least four tefachim over here, at the beginning of the mavui, there's at least four tefach, then there's this massive hole. Here there's four tefachim, then there's a huge hole. As long as you have four tefachim at the beginning, the hole can be up to 10 amos. Because 10 amos is considered the maximum breach you can have and still not be considered a... there's nothing here. Up to 10 amos. As long as you got four in the front, which seems to imply all you need is four tvachim. Right? If all you need is four tvachim, then you can have a huge breach. Of 10 amos even.
But by definition, you're always going to have a breach in the wall because you have a chutzah opening into it. So you have always...
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. That breach could be up to 10 amos. Exactly. Exactly. But you have to have four in the front.
Maybe there's a halakhic concept the same way that we extend the wall down, that if it's four, we're extending the wall.
The answer is the same idea. The answer is he's right, because you're allowed to have openings. You have to go into your chutzah. How are you getting into the chutzah? You have an opening. So how big can that opening be? Up to 10 amos.
And also, there's another wall continuing after the 10.
Correct. There's another wall at the end of the 10. Right, that's right. So, im yeim sham pas dal mutter pirta ad eser. You can have a breach up to 10 amos. V'yam lav, and if not, if you don't even have four tvachim in the front, then, pachas mishlosha matir. If it's less than three tvachim, so you could say lovud, then that's fine. The shlosha ain't no matir. And if it's more than three tvachim, you got a problem. Because you don't even have four tvachim in the front. You don't even have that.
You mean more than three, which way?
More than three tvachim. The breach, the opening over here is more than three tvachim. If it's less than three tvachim, we'll say lovud, we'll close it up. If it's more, you have a problem. You don't even have four tvachim in the beginning. So, Lema, let's have Rav Israel Rav Ami. Rav Yosef held like that. Rav Yosef held a mavui has to only be four tvachim deep. He holds from that vart. But according to Abaya, let's not do it. Abaya wouldn't agree with that. Abaya said a mavui has to be four amos. How can you have four tvachim and then a breach? No way. You need four amos. And Abaya is going to give your answer. The Gemara is going to give your answer, what you said before. Amalach Abaya, no. Hasam. Over there, I will agree with that. How can I agree with that? I said four amos. Hasam, over there, sof mavui. You already have a mavui. You already built a mavui. Then what happened? Peaceful protesters came and removed 10 amos. So now you have a breach in the wall. You know what, says Avaya? You already had a mavui. So now someone came and took away 10 amos. As long as you got four tvachim in the front, I'm okay with that. Why? Because you already had a mavui. Now you're taking a mavui away. You want to take 10 amos away? I have no problem with that. However, hacha over here, tchilas mavui. We're talking about creating a mavui. We're starting from scratch. The guy built 9 tefach walls and he walked off the job. I got to finish the job. What am I doing? I got to build 1 tefach deep. How long? 4 amos. Ika arba amos in, ilo lo. See what Abaye made the distinction? He made a distinction between starting a mavui from scratch, it's got to be right. And I have a mavui. Now you want to remove 10 amos and only leave me 4 tefachim? I'm okay with that, says Abaye.
This is a riot that it's not about hecker.
Interesting.
Well, if it was about a hecker, it shouldn't make a difference whether it was there before a hecker.
Right. Right. Now, in the Chachamim. Now, Abaye says, Amar Abaye, Mana Aminala, where did I get this from? That I have to have 4 amos. Where'd that come from? I'll tell you where it came from. The Tanya, there's a bright that says like this, Ein mavui nita b'lechi v'kora ad yu bata v'chateros. In order to have a mavui, in order to have a lechi and a korah, you need a mavui that opens at the chatzers, and in the chatzers are houses. So you mean a minimum of 2 chatzers, and each chatzer's got a minimum of 2 houses. Otherwise, it's not a mavui. So you need minimum of 2 chatzers and 2 houses. She batim v'chateros psuchim l'zocha. Right? Now, the ibadalid, but if the entrance is 4 tefachim, hechimishkachasla, how do you get it possible? The entrance itself has to be 4 tefachim. You can't have an entrance narrower than 4 tefachim. Oh, it's not an entrance. Rashi says that. It's not an entrance. So how do you have a mavui opening into a chatzar with 4 tefachim? How do you have that? And the whole mavui is only 4 tefachim. It's impossible. Okay? How do you have that? So, says Abaye, that's why it can't be 4 tefachim. Can't be. It's impossible. Yeah, so look at picture Gimel. You don't have picture Gimel? Yeah, so picture Gimel is impossible. So we're going to come up with a way where it's possible. We're going to come up with a way. So, v'chi tema. You want to tell me the pshat is as follows. D'pasach le b'dofen hem tzoi. I'll tell you how you can do it. You want to know how you can do it? Imagine this. Imagine this is the mavui. These are the walls of the mavui. This goes far back. There's a wall here. This is 4 tefachim open, and it goes into 2 chatzers. What's wrong with that? The chi tema to bedofen pasach lebedofen amtzoi. But I put this wall at the edge of the 4 tefachim, and you got opening right here. You can go right here and right here. What's wrong with that? So I only have 1 4 tefach opening to go to both chatzers. What's wrong with that? I have a chatzer here and a chatzer here. What's wrong with that? That's a way out, says the Gemara. V'chi tema de pasach le bedofen emtzai. V'amar Rav Nachman naktin lever tradition. Ezu mavi shenati belecha v'kora. How do you have a mavi that I have lechi in a kora? Kol shenita belechi kol she'archa yotzer al rochbo. The depth has to be bigger than the width. And if I'm doing it this way, it's not true. Because I have a 4 tefach opening, and it always is 4 tefachim. It's never wider. And the entrances to go to the mavui, to go to the 2 chatzers, are here. So it's never wider. That can't be a mavui. Mavui's got to be deeper than it is wider. Otherwise, it's not a mavui. So that's not an answer. So the Gemara says, yes, Rav Rocha, but the chatzer is poskim l'socho. So if you don't have that, it's not going to be a valid mavui. So I'm back to square one. How could you have a mavui of 4 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim long? How are you having entrances? So Rabbi Yosef can answer to that. Rabbi Yosef says the minimum share is 4 tefachim. How can it be? For Rabbi Yosef, the pasach lahu b'keren zavis. I'm not 100% sure. I see there's a picture here. How you do it? I don't understand the picture. The picture shows that it's a keren zavis means it's a corner. So somehow you get a longer mavui of 4 tefachim, and the entrance is 4 tefachim, and the entrances to the chatzers are over here, and somehow it's a drop longer. I don't understand it. I don't know what this means, what the answer is. At the corner. There's no picture in the article, right?
There's a bunch of pictures. I don't know which one I'm looking at.
So somehow with an angle, you can maneuver it in such a way that the depth of the mavli will be wider, be deeper than the opening. So it's a rectangle and not a square. And you got two entrances to the chatzers.
It looks like it's a bottom, but Rashi, the bottom picture, I think it's exactly talking about.
It could be. So it could be it's on an angle. So it's on an angle. It's on an angle if it goes like this. So it's a little bit more.
Yeah, four fucking
walls. Right.
The back. Right. The side, on an angle.
Right. Now, by the way, now next Gemara. Amar Abaye, Mano Aminala. How do I know I'm right? So we just proved how you know he's right. What's another answer for? Because the first answer only showed that according to Abaye, it has to be more than four tefachim. Because you need entrance ways. Entrance ways are four tefachim. Where's four amos come from? Why four amos? How about three amos? Or ten amos? Where's four from? So, Damar Rabbi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi Abolet Midefano Shel Mavui. Okay, you have an entrance of a mavui. Let's pretend this is the entrance of the mavui. A lechi, what's a lechi? A lechi is a stick. How wide can that stick be? What if the lechi is four amos wide? Fat, it's not really a lechi. It's a wall. I'll call it a lechi. How about that? The lechi goes from here all the way to here. It's a huge lechi. Can you have such a thing? Says Abaye, says the Braisa. Amar Vuna, lechi abolit midefano shel mavui. If the lechi goes out, pachos me arba amos. If it's less than four amos, nidon mishom lechi. That itself could be a lechi. Vein tzorach lechi acher lahatiro. And I don't need another lechi. You need a lechi at the entrance. If the lechi itself is a wall five amos, it's not a lechi, it's a wall. Now, the opening is 100 amos wide, 50 amos wide. I got a lechi, five amos. I need another lechi. That's not a lechi. If it's less than four amos, it's a lechi. Where does magic number four amos come from?
So less is more.
Where does magic four amos come from? Dalat amos nido mishum mavui. Because if it's four amos, it's its own mavui already. It's its own area. If it's arech lechi, acha latiro. And then it's a lechi by its, and then it's another lechi. So what do you see? That four amos is the shear of a mavui. He called it a mavui. Now, that's going this way, not that way. So, Rav Yosef, no, says Rav Yosef, what kind of thing, what kind of right is that? La fuke me toras lechi ad ika arba amos. That's a halachin, halachin lechi. What's the shear of a lechi? Not more than four amos. However, v'lahavi mavui, afila arba tvachin, not mehu mavui. But to make a mavui, you can have four tvachin deep. That's all. Okay. Gufa. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna. Now we're going to analyze that Gemara. That statement. Lechi habolet midefano shel mavui. A lechi that sticks out on the other side shel mavui. Pachos me arba amos. Less than four amos. Nidon mishum lechi. That itself is a lechi. The ain't sarach lechi acher lahatira. I don't need another lechi.
You're going to talk to outside.
What do you mean outside?
From the outside of the wall.
That's fine, that's fine. That's fine, yes. Dalat amos, if it's four amos long, then nidon mishum mavui, it's not a lechi anymore. When it says nidon mishum mavui, what it really means is it's a wall. V'tzarech lechi acher lahatiro. And I need another lechi now. Why? Because the shirin hilchas lechi, a lechi can't be bigger than four amos. Why not? So he makes a statement because it's like a mavui. Whatever that means. It really means it's a wall, right? Look at this Rashi here. The Rashi on the last wide line. Klomar. Kiven to orech hechsher mavui. Nitar bekach. Since a mavui has to be at least four amos deep. So if I make a lechi four amos wide, right? Make it four amos wide, I have a problem. Mikach, nitar ma'almo mikwi mavui. Hachanami nafik mitaras lechi. Velosam chinah leha. Therefore, since a mavui has to be four amos deep, if I make a lechi four amos wide, what I've done, I've taken an area that's really a mavui, that's not a lechi. That's not a lechi. It's called a mavui. It's not a lechi. And therefore, I need another lechi. Right? Daf agav di ilu of de mishum lechi. Have a kasher mishum deriba bistimaso logu belechimashu. Okay, so he's saying a whole lamdas over here. That hacha kivan delav hachi ikva anan machshava. Okay, fine. Forget all that. It's a complicated halacha. We're going to get to that later. That a lechi could be You don't have to put a lechi there with machshava. A lechi can just be there. We're going to hold, it's one of the six places we hold like a baya, that a lechi, omeid me elav, is a good lechi. I come to a mavui, and there's some stick over there. I never thought, I never intended, I didn't have a machshava, I didn't make a mitzvah, I didn't say l'shem yichud beforehand, just a little bit, that's fine. Rava holds, no, you got to put it there, b'machshava. So if that's true, says Rashi, then how come we're busy over here with this, what's wrong with this mavui, what's wrong with this lechi? All of a sudden, it's too big, it ruined my machshava. That's by Korah.
I understand that. What is a lechi?
So we're going to get to that.
I know
you know there's a post. He's asking, why does it have to be there?
Mistame,
it's a hecker. It's a hecker.
Now,
just a reminder.
If that's the case, why doesn't a lechi have to be a different material than
the wall? Why doesn't it?
Yes.
It's a fair question. We're going to get to that question a little bit right now. A little bit we're going to ask that question. So, now, also lechi, now one second, we said if it's more than four amos, you need another lechi. You need another lechi, right? Right? You need another lechi. It's not a lechi, it's too big, it's a wall. So I'll get another lechi. So also lechi, this other lechi, heichen mamida, where am I putting it? Where am I putting this other lechi? If I have a wall like this, it's too big, I'm putting another lechi. I'm putting it here, I'm putting it on the other wall. If I'm putting it here, all I'm doing is extending the lechi. So how does that help? Instead of 4 amos, I made it 5 amos now. How does that help? Says the Gemara, you got to put it on the other side, on the other end of the mavui. You got to put it there. Why? Because if I put it here, all I did was just make the lechi bigger. That's a problem.
Right.
No, because it's not a lechi anymore. I have 4 amos of wool, and I got a 5th amo. How's that a lechi? I just made the 4 amos wall even bigger.
So we're going to get to that.
Oso lechi. Oso lechi. Heichim amida. Where do I put this lechi? So, idu moki la bahada. If I put it next to this 4 amos lechi, this 4 amos wall, how can I do that? Asufe hu kazem osifala. Gesundheit. I'm just making the lechi bigger. I'm making it bigger. So that's not good. Amr of Papa, the mukilol in the chiza. Yeah, you put it on the other side. Rav Huna bar Devishua, Amr, no! I feel the same looking about Lahade. You could even put it on the same wall. What do you do, Mati? The Mati Bey or the Mitzar Bey? You make it taller or shorter? Make it taller than the other wall or shorter than the other wall? Therefore, it's a hecker. Doesn't have to be on the other side. Now, could you make it out of different material? I guess so. You can make it a little shorter, a little taller. Then you can see, oh, that's a lech, that's not part of the wall. Why is the wool nice wool? All of a sudden, I got this short little stick. Oh, that's the lechi. That's okay. Or it's taller even. That's also okay. Okay. Now the Gemara gets a little hard. Amr v'hun abreid of Yeshua. Lo amaron, this din, that if you have a four-amah wool, you have to put another lechi. Lo amaron, that was only said, el b'movi shmona. If the mavui, the whole length of the mavui, is at least 8 amos or more. Why? Because avo mavui sheva, but if the mavui is 7 amos, and I have a wall of 4, nitar ba'omed meruba ala paretz, then I don't need a lechi. I have more closed area than open area. The kal v'chomer michatzer. And it's a kal v'chomer from a chatzer that I'm allowed to carry in there. Now, what's a chatzar? A chatzar is Rishus HaYachid, but it's owned by two different people. Two people live in the chatzar. Me and you live in that chatzar. I have my house, you have your house. Can we use the chatzar? On Shabbos? The answer is you have to make an Eruv. Why have to make an Eruv? Because I'm a gzera. If I carry here, I'll carry in the street. You have to make a lechi or a korah for a chatzar? No, you don't have to do that. What's good enough for a chatzar? Well, half the Masechet is about that. Well, it's good enough for a chatzar. It says the Gemara like this. Ma chatzar. You have a chatzar. She'en uniteris b'lechi v'korah. You don't need a lechi or a korah for a chatzar. You don't need that. Uniteris b'omen b'ubal aparotz. If there's more closed area than open area, that's good enough. More closed, open than closed, is good enough. The street has no closed area. There's no such thing as a street, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's half closed, three quarters closed, no such thing. So in my chutz, if I have that, it's good enough. I don't need a lechi or vakora. So mavui should be the same thing. Mavui, shenitar b'lechi vakora. A mavui, would you allow a lechi and a kora? Ain't no din, shenitar b'omi ru'al aparts. So for sure, if it's closed off, mostly closed off, it should be good enough. For sure.
Why do I have to accept that promise?
Because, what do you mean? A lechi and a kora is a kula.
Right.
I'm being make of, I'm allowing a lechi and a kora. In a chutz, I don't allow lechi and a kora. But do I allow in a chutzar? I allow omeid meruba al aparetz. It's more closed than open. That's good enough for a chutzar. So it should, for sure should be good enough for a mavli. For sure.
Maybe you have to also make an eruv.
Okay, so we'll get to the eruv. Mal chutzar, what kind of answer is that? Mal chutzar, shekin pirtza be'eser. But a chutzar has another a reason why it's a problem. A chutzar, if the pirtza is open of 10 amos, it breaks the chutzar. Can't have an opening of 10. Didn't we just got to finish saying that on a mobile you can't have an opening of 10?
Up to
10. So it's totally different. Tomer b'movu shepirtza b'arba. A mobile can have an opening of 4 amos. I think it's 4. 4 tvachim, I'm sorry. 4 tvachim, right? 4 tvachim. So it's not more, the Kal v'chomer falls apart. So the Gemara says, no. Kasav Ravuna b'rei Rav Yeshua, Ravuna b'rei Rav Yeshua said this statement. And they're only talking about a case where there's less opening than closed. B'movi nami pritzos be'eser. He also holds a movi's 10. So I re-resurrected the Kal v'chomer. No difference. If a chatzar allows it, then a movi for sure allows it. Gemara says, 1 second. L'man kamrinan. Who's Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, going like? He's going like Rav Huna? He's going like Rav Huna? V'Rav Huna pritzos be'dalet sirele. Rav Huna holds 4. So the Kal v'chomer falls apart. What was the Kal v'chomer? If a mavui that I'm so makel about a mavui, I allow a lechi and a kora. Right? Think about that. I put a lechi in the front, I can carry in the mavui. Such a kula. I put a lechi in my chutz, I can't carry in the chutzar still. No. I have to have more closed and open. Then I can carry in the chutzar. So, yeah, but a chutzar is different because a chutzar is more makel in the sense, I'm sorry, it's more machmir, because the opening can only be less than 10. So the answer is, he holds the same thing. Also 10. But Rav Huna didn't hold like that. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, b'Abin Tam b'Danafshi Kamar. He doesn't have to hold like Rav Yeshua. He's saying his own shita. I have my own vort. My own vort is, I hold that a chatzar is, mavui and the chatzar are the same thing. It breaches 10 amos. Same thing. Rav Ashi Amar, afilu tema b'mavi shmona nami lo tzarech lechi. Now, even if it's 8, you also don't need a lechi. Why? Manafshach. Either way, you don't need a lechi. E omeid nafish, if the omeid is more niter b'omeid b'rubal aparish. You have more open space, you have more closed and open. That's fine. Now, it's exactly 8. And what do I have over here? I have a wall of 4, and then a lech is a little bit more. Right? A little bit more. So I have more closed and open. No problem. What do you want to tell me? Eat parrots, not fish? If I have too much open, let's say it's not exactly 4. I didn't come with an atomic measuring tool, so I don't know exactly how wide it is. Maybe it's less than 4. That's okay. Then it's a lechi. Either way, I'm good. If it's 4, I got to put another lechi. I have more than half. If it's less than 4, then it itself could be a lechi. So either way, I'm safe. Maya Marta, what do you want to tell me? No, the shavi tarvayhu, that it's exactly 4. I didn't come with an atomic measuring stick. So the lechi, the wall, is a little less than 4. I brought myself another lechi to make it exactly 4. All I have is 4. It's exactly 4. There's a problem. So you don't bring another lechi, because if you bring another lechi, then you have a lechi. So it's exactly 4. Then if it's exactly 4, I don't have a lechi, because the lechi has to be less than 4. And it's not more than half, because 4 is half of 8. It's not more than half. You want to tell me they can have that problem? It says Rav Ashi, it's not a problem. You know why? Because kiyadah dihavili safek b'divrayim, it's a safek d'rabbanan. And the safek d'rabbanan l'kula. And if it's Safed Rabbanan Lakula, so I'll let you carry in there. It says Rav Ashi, I'll let you carry in there anyway. Because Safed Rabbanan is Lakula. It's a suffix anyway. It's a suffix. How wide is this wall? I don't know. It's not a problem. And that ends the Gemara. Well, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.